Are we on? Okay, it's 8:30. We're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. I about called you Cleveland. That's why. I mean, that's what
I answer to that, too.
Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve.
Okay, everybody's found their buttons.
If it's on the one, that's the way you
right
vote.
Now it's
you don't have to do nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, are you voting nay?
On me.
No, are you voting nay? Oh, is that me?
Yep. That way you can see what they do there.
Okay, I'm Lytle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, are we switched around there?
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, the bright light was wrong. We'll have to have Dave move the
names.
Move the names. Yeah, he just put them up there. I didn't check to see.
Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Approve or disapprove tax correction slip number 1.
Lorraine said there wasn't a tax corrections. So do you know if there...
I don't have the book, and she gave us a note that she had...
Can I call her real quick?
I had one.
Because I asked her this morning.
That'll be a book. If you have to
called on the 30th of December.
The tax amount.
So I asked her.
Kind of a little carbon, looks like a big check.
Yeah, right?
And it'll say on there what it was, what it was changed to, and what the difference is.
Lorraine has correction number 1. Can you ask her if she has the correction?
We'll have to vote for it.
Oh, Roger.
He said that it needs to be good. Times to go down.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that for like one piece of ground or a bunch of them?
It'll be each parcel is separate. So you may have a rental house. You may have like Daryl Bruins one time. I think had 4 or 5 that were changed.
They actually applied to TURP to see if they could get it changed. Different than what our county was.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you run it down?
And then sometimes I believe
individuals.
Yes, they would be.
Sure.
They could be businesses. They could be individuals.
They have me listening to legislative etiquette. That's good.
I may just have her comment on that. Just so.
There you go. That'd be good while we're waiting.
Mr. Chairman, that is Patty.
Yes, you may.
We had a brief discussion just for our new board members. Could you explain the tax correction slip process?
Yeah, basically what we do anytime we alter a tax statement, say there's a correction, like. Homestead correction, what happens is like we have to bring a form and it'll be a booklet that'll tell what the previous tax was and what the new tax will be. So like homesteads, they can go back actually 3 years to check their income, so they may found out that something's gone wrong with the homestead. I don't know what this particular one is. Yeah. This is a homestead one, and you can see we'll pass that around. That would be a homestead example. If somebody would call in and say the square footage is wrong on a property or something, we go out, we review it, find out there's an error, then we can do. But this keeps it honest as far as from my office. I just don't change it down there. I bring it to the full board. You have a kind of a audit to find out what tax corrections I'm.
Yeah, and there's TURP cases also that may show up on there
right.
as well, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
TURP cases, and I have two of those. I'll explain a little more about those too on these. But this would be a homestead exemption one, and what they can do is actually they file income statements on those, and for up to 3 years they can audit their income, and they may send us a letter and say, well, after we've looked at this, you're only going to get 40% and not 100% because we found more with your income. So that's just kind of a bookkeeping way of keeping everything up, on board as far as accounting.
Usually they make their way.
I think he actually just passed away in the last week.
Kind of go through and look so you know which
So I lost him.
And homesteads, you have to live in the property, and you have to also not sell the property between January 1st and August 15th of every year. We had a gentleman that did pass away prior to August 15th, and he still didn't sell his house until after August 15th. But if you pass away or anything happens to the person before August 15th, then it goes back on the tax rolls for that year. So homesteads are a lot of the corrections that we do. Turk cases, personal property amendments. A lot of times a CPA will amend a personal property tax for a farmer or a businessman. So. And then we bring them to the board, and then they make a motion to approve. So.
Okay, has everyone reviewed tax correction slip number one? Need a motion to approve or disapprove?
Motion to approve.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Yes. Approve or disapprove confession and judgment on Fred Fugit, case number 10R042, and Gary Burrish, 10A077.
I'll pass these around. These are the pictures.
Basically, what this is there was two protests filed this summer, and they didn't like the decision of the county board, so they went on to the Tax Equalization and Review Commission. It cost the taxpayers $25 to go to a review commission in Lincoln. After further looking at this property, the city had wanted to condemn it, but the gentleman wanted to take out a permit to try to fix it up. So I sent my appraiser, Daryl Stannard, out there. He took pictures. After further looking at the property and looking at the pictures, Daryl determined that the property was worth approximately $16,520, with the majority of that being on the land. I called the gentleman yesterday, and the permits must last for 6 months. So he's thinking it's becoming too big of a task, and he's probably going to tear it down. So we'll watch it closely. If he decides to fix it up, then we'll go back. And so this is what we're calling a confession of judgment. And Roger, I've been working with Rick on that prior to where you. So actually the county attorney will write a confession of judgment where we agree on an amount. So. And that needs board approval, because actually Turk cases are against the County Board of Equalization. The assessor's office and the county attorney's office do get involved as far as doing the paperwork and so forth. But that's what we feel would be the fairest way without going up to Turk, and then we'll watch the property. But as of yesterday, talking to him, he decided it was too big of a project. So
is this in town, or where is this
at? It's at 1923 Ellis Street.
Do we need to consider these separate?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve confession of judgment on Frederick Fugit, case number 10R-042.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Gary Burrish.
Okay. And Gary Burrish's, he brought in a map. We did not have one at the time of the protest. He has irrigated land, and we did, with the map, put some more irrigation on it. However, in talking to other assessors and to my tax liaison, Russ, Gary can only run his pivot at 350 gallon per minute. A minimum pivot is 700, and most of them run between 800 and 1500 per minute. So he has no end guns, and he can only irrigate half a pivot of corn. So what we most assessors have done, and according to Russ, we've given him some discount on the irrigation by giving it a canopy, or what we call a discount. It's the same thing with heavy tree cover. I don't know what he presented to you at the time, because I wasn't here this summer, but I think he does have all this documentation. If you guys want to look at this, he's even got his meter in here, because these are the books that we make up for Turk, because we plan on going until we find out more. He has a meter reading on here that shows, and so his water supply is very limited. So we've made the decision to lower his value also. So.
Yeah, I don't remember bringing any of that evidence at all during the hearing.
I don't think he did, because I asked him if he brought a map to Annette. He said no, and I think a lot of it was his protest. He may have more than one. He's not happy with the system of how the ag land is valued.
Right.
So if that's what they told me, that's what his case was. So. Yes.
So the determining factor on this is the amount of water he can pump. Is that how that's based?
And basically,
you go by,
yeah. We're
and you go by what the landowner says, or how do you do that?
Basically, what he's got is a meter reading here.
Okay.
And also, he showed the meter to us as far as if you want to look at the evidence here. Here's his meter. And in talking to land managers and everything, 700 is probably the minimum.
I agree, yeah.
And 350 is what Gary has, you know, turned into Turk, and then in talking with them, then we'll confess judgment. We're not taking away the irrigation value, we're just giving it a little reduction. So
that'd be my question. So it's still above what a dry land would be?
Oh, yes.
Quite a bit above it?
Yes.
Or?
It's only a 15% reduction off the irrigated value.
That's a reduction on all the acres, or?
Just the irrigated acres.
Just
he does have dry
acres.
Land
okay.
And grass also.
All right.
You know, that's kind of a judgment call. You know, there's times, and I think that maybe need to be looked into, because at one point I think people that were irrigating out of the rivers, mm-hmm. I think at one point they stopped that. It's been a few years back. Because
they
So it could be a yearly basis thing, but with his well just isn't, in my opinion, adequate to do what he's doing. So... somebody that has a good, you know, water level and is able to irrigate is going to get much more. So.
One thing I'd like to add to that, like, we irrigate out of a pond, so our water is limited there, too. But I don't know if that makes any difference on the valuation there, too, because, I mean, it could be limited.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and that's something that we can almost take a look at year to year. Some assessors, you know, just do not do it at all. You know, I feel that those are things that, you know, when we have good years with good water supply and so forth. But I know at one time we had a lot of discussion, because especially when you're irrigating out of a river, they were cut off. They were told they could no longer, you know. And so, therefore, it's one of those things I think we deal on a yearly basis. So,
just as a point of discussion, what can of worms do we open up? Do we look at people that look at rainfall maps throughout the county and say, well, you know, last year the northern third, they got 3 more inches than we did? And so I point that out there. At what point do we say?
But that's a dry land, and I've got it figured as dry land. These guys are actually applying water.
Right, but.
So that'd be a little different as far as.
Is that looking at meter readings and gallons a minute? Is that something that is historically looked at as far as valuation
yes.
goes? It has, and the water rights as far as how quickly you have to turn off coming out of the river versus someone else that can pump a lot longer.
Right. I mean, basically, it's our opinion that this actually would be hard selling as an irrigated quarter, because there's not enough water to sell it as an irrigated quarter. And the same situation we have on some of them, we actually have some farmers that have actually taken a water supply from across the road. We don't have a lot of those in the county, but we do have a few. And so really, if that would be shut off, they're a dryland quarter. But if you apply water, it's considered irrigated, and your valuation is much higher. But with somebody that can only pump 350 gallon per minute versus the guy that can pump between 850 and 1500 per minute, you know, I'm not sure why he's irrigating it. I mean, that's his choice.
Well, I'd like to make one final comment on that, too. And that goes into management then, too. If you have to start watering, you know, maybe 5-6 days in advance of anybody else, too. But it's still, that water is very important at crucial times, and a little bit of water always helps.
Well,
a
that's
lot.
My understanding, you too, know. That he may be limited on what kind of a crop that he could, like corn would take a lot more water than what.
That's true.
The winter wheat may be something that he could look at, or, you know, but if you're going to have corn out there, you know, that's going to make a huge difference.
No, yeah.
Okay, need a motion to approve or disapprove confession and judgment on Gary Burrish 10A077.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. What else, Patty?
That's pretty much it for today. Roger, I will have to get with you now because we have to draft the letters and have the owner sign
them. Rick,
I just said work with Rick because you weren't had been
that's
sworn
fine,
in
I'll,
yet. So.
I'll pass this information on to him so no.
Okay, we will adjourn the Gage County Board of Equalization. We will go directly.